चरमेण स्वमेधेन यजमाने यजुष्पतिम् वैन्ये यज्ञपशुं स्पर्धं नपोवाह तिरोहितः चरमेण स्वमेधेन यजमाने यजुष्पतिम् वैन्ये यज्ञपशुं स्पर्धं अपोवाह तिरोहितः चरमेण स्वमेधेन यजमाने यजुष्पतिम् वैन्ये यज्ञपशुं स्पर्धं अपोवाह तिरोहितः लिसन चरमेण स्वमेधेन स्वमेधेन यजमाने यज्ञपशुं स्पर्धं अपोवाह तिरोहितः चरमेण स्वमेधेन यजमाने यजुष्पतिम् वैन्ये यज्ञपतिं स्पर्धं अपोवाह तिरोहितः माताजि Saramena, by the last one, Aswamedhena, by the Aswamedha sacrifice, Yajamane, when he was performing the sacrifice, Yajupatim, for satisfaction of the Lord of Yajna, Vishnu, Vainye, the son of King Vena, Yajnapashum, the animal meant to be sacrificed in the Yajna, Spartan, being envious, Apovaha, stole, Tirohita, being invisible. Now the translation and purport by His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. When Prithu Maharaj was performing the last horse sacrifice, Aswamedha Yajna, King Indra, invisible to anyone, stole the horse intended for sacrifice. He did this because of his great envy of King Prithu. Please repeat. When Prithu Maharaj was performing the last horse sacrifice, Aswamedha Yajna, King Indra, invisible to everyone, stole the horse intended for sacrifice. He did this because of his great envy of King Prithu. King Indra is known as Shatakratu, which indicates that he has performed 100 horse sacrifices, Aswamedha Yajna. We should know, however, that the animals, sacrifice and the yajna were not killed. If the Vedic mantras were properly pronounced during the sacrifice, the animal sacrificed would come out again with a new life. That is a test for a successful yajna. When King Prithu was performing 100 yajnas, Indra became very envious because he did not want anyone to excel him. Being an ordinary living entity, he became envious of King Prithu, and making himself invisible, he stole the horse and thus impeded the yajna performance. Sarmina swamedhena yajamane yajushpatim vanye yajna pashum spardhanna bhogah tirohitah. Translation again. When Prithu Maharaj was performing the last horse sacrifice, Aswamedha Yajna, King Indra, invisible to everyone, stole the horse intended for sacrifice. He did this because of his great envy of King Prithu. So in this purport, Srila Prabhupada points out the first of all, there is a name of Indra. Name of Indra is Satakratu. Every Indra will be known as Satakratu because every Indra, each one of them, is only qualified to be Indra after he has performed the 100 horse sacrifice, 100 Aswamedha Yajnas. Prithu Maharaj didn't have this intention. He didn't want to be a king of heavenly planet. That was not his intention. Rather, Prithu Maharaj was trying to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu. So these yajnas are done with many motives in the heart. Some are for the pleasure of demigod, some are done for the pleasure of Lord Vishnu, and some are simply to fulfill your particular motive and a particular desire. So Aswamedha Yajna is also mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, that by performing Aswamedha Yajna, one can be free from any kind of sinful activity. When Lord Indra slayed his own guru, temporary guru, what's his name? Vishwarupa. Vishwarupa was temporary guru for Indra. For the time being, because Brihaspati became invisible. He just ran, hid himself. So Indra made Vishwarupa temporarily his guru. And he took great advantage of him. As soon as he made him, temporary guru. So now because he's a new person, new guru, he wanted to know as much as possible, first of all. So he asked him, please teach me such a powerful mantra so that by practicing that mantra I can become victorious everywhere in three worlds. So Vishwarupa taught him Narayana Kavacha. Narayana Kavacha is said to be the strongest mantra in Bhagavatam. So in the beginning, Narayana Kavacha, it says, Narayana Varma Sannahe Vaya Agate. any time, you know, even we can practice Narayana Kavacha, any time we feel there is some danger, there is some fear arriving, we should chant Narayana Kavacha for our protection. I have heard in Delhi when Gopal Krishna Maharaj was having some health problem, all the devotees in Delhi temple, they used to chant Narayana Kavacha after Mangalarti, after every morning after Mangalarti. So there is a benefit. Raja Dashnu Grahadibhyo Vyagradi Dhyasakarhichit. You could be saved from the governmental officials and Dashu from the thieves, Grahadibhyo from the planets. You know, planets are also giving trouble sometimes. Vyagradi Vyasya, and if you're going through the forest and have fear of Vyagra, like lions and some ferocious animals, you could be saved from those troubles. If you chant, if you wear this Narayana Kavacha shield. So there's a way of having this mantra on you. That means you install that mantra, you chant this mantra with great faith. So by having this mantra, Indra became victorious in the three worlds. But making a long story short, what happens? So Indra had new guru, so he started performing yajna every day. Every day there was yajna in heavenly planet for his prosperity, for the prosperity of heavenly kingdom. But the yajna was being performed by Vishwarupa, and Vishwarupa's father was Tvashta. Tvashta was from demigod family, and his mother, I think she was Rochana, she was coming from demon family. So naturally he had affection from both, you know, to both families, demigods and the demons. So while he was performing, offering ahutis in fire, Indraya Swaha, Varunaya Swaha, Valaya Swaha, Namuche Swaha, when apparently he would chant mantra for the demigods, for their welfare, and in his mind, because it was not allowed, I mean it was not, also he had to hide something. Even though he was a guru, he had to hide something. And in a hidden way, in his mind, he would chant the demon's mantra and say Swaha, you know. And then Indra could figure it out. Something is wrong there. Guruji, what are you doing? You're doing something else. Guruji said, no problem. You just keep doing. It's everything fine. I'm doing very, very good for your welfare. So again he chants mantra, again does, you know, some mantras for demigods, some mantras for demons. So Indra didn't like it. There is something wrong here. He stood up and he chopped his head off. Guruji has been slayed. So Guru is a Brahmana and, you know, such a knowledgeable personality. So by killing a Brahmana, Indra was affected by Brahmahatya. Personified. You know the story how it goes, and he had to distribute to the different people. And later on, to kill Vishwarupa, son of Tvashta, Tvashta made another fire sacrifice to produce another child, son, who can kill Indra, because Indra killed Vishwarupa. But he made something, some wrong by chanting mantra. During his chanting of the mantras, there was a little mistake. Because of that, his son was born from the fire to kill Indra, but because the mantra was chanted wrong, so he became killed by Indra again. So during that time, when he was fighting with the Vritrasura, he was afraid to kill this one. You know, Vritrasura was also son of Brahmana. He is apparently a Brahmana, even though he looked like Asura. Rakshasa, very ferocious demon. But he was a devotee. So he was hesitant to kill, and even though he was having really hard time to defeat him. The Vritasura was so big, so huge, so many times he would just swallow Indra with his weapon and with his carrier, elephant, totally gone inside Hare Krishna. So then he would come out because he has Bhadra, thunderbolt in his hand. He would come out. So rishis have warned him. The sages, they told him, King Indra, why you are afraid of killing him? Indra said, I'm already suffering with this killing Vishwarupa, so much Brahmahatya on me. If I can kill another one, what will happen to me? The rishis say, don't worry. You kill it. Kill this fellow, and after that you will perform Ashwamedha Yajna and you will be free. Hare Krishna. So he said that after he killed Vritrasura, Indra performed Ashwamedha Yajna to be free, and he became free from all Brahmahatya and all kinds of sin. But we can see in first canto, Yudhishthira Maharaj also performed the Ashwamedha Yajna. Lord Krishna caused him to perform three Ashwamedha Yajnas after he became victorious on the Kurukshetra war. But even after having three Ashwamedha Yajna, he is supposed to be free from sin, but Yudhishthira Maharaj was still afraid. This thing is not going to cure my problem. He was very much afraid that because of me, so many people got killed. Many fathers, many husbands, many sons have been killed, and there will be new enmity in the world. So it will be difficult for me to live. So this performing Ashwamedha Yajna will be not enough for me. Yatha pankena pankambaha. Just like if you wash a pot which is full of mud, pot is already full of mud, dirty because of mud, and you try to wash with the mud, it's not going to work. Or the example is given there. It's like the pot is full of wine, contaminated by the wine, and you try to wash the pot again with the wine, it's not going to work. It won't be purified. So I have already, because of me, there are so many people who were killed, and I perform Ashwamedha sacrifice, again killing another animal, another living entity, how that going to work? Bhutahatyam tathai vaikam na yagyar mashtamarhati. Yudhishthira Maharaj feels like that. Bhutahatyam, many living entities were killed for me, because of me, in the Kurukshetra. So again, if I perform Ashwamedha sacrifice and kill another animal, how that is going to help me? Because Yudhishthira Maharaj is, and Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it is mentioned, Hanuman himself glorifies the Pandavas, and especially Yudhishthira Maharaj, because he was pure devotee. He was a pure devotee, and he didn't have much he didn't want to depend on fire sacrifice on the Ashwamedha Yajna to be free from of course Yudhishthira Maharaj is pure devotee, as we know. Pandavas are glorified. Narada Muni glorifies Pandavas. Yuyam Nriloke Bata Bhuri Bhaga Lokam Punana Munayoviyanti Yesham Grihana Vasati Tisakshat गूढ़ं परं ब्रह्म मनुष्य लिंगम। नारद मुनि से यू पांडवस यू आर सो ग्रेट सो फॉर्चुनेट आई डोंट सी एनीबडी मोर फॉर्चुनेट देन यू। व्हाई? बिकॉज इन योर प्लेस इन योर किंगडम इन योर पैलेस लोकम पुनाना मुनयोभियंति द सेजेस ऋषिस who can purify the whole world, they walk in your place, into your kingdom. They keep coming and purify your place, and bless you, and you go. And then on top of that, gudham param brahma manushalingam. Param brahma, the supreme personality of Godhead, the supreme absolute truth, in manushya lingam, in the form of human being, he is hidden, having a form of a human. In the form of human being, the supreme absolute truth is living in your house constantly, so many days, so many years. Whenever he visits Hastinapur, he stayed there so long, for so many days. And you have so nice, so wonderful relationship with the Lord. When Parikshit Maharaj was going to conquer the world after Pandavas have left, wherever he went, he would hear only the glorification of Pandavas. सारथ्य पारषद सेवन शक्य दौत्य वीरासनानुगमन स्तवन प्रणामान स्निग्धेशु पांडुषु जगत प्रणति विष्णु भक्ति करोति नृपति शरणारविंदे। पीपल विल ग्लोरिफाई द पांडवस एंड द ग्रैंडसन ऑफ पांडव परीक्षित महाराज। हाउ? The Lord Swayam, the Lord Himself, has driven the chariot of Arjuna, Sarathya. Parashada means he became the member of his assembly. Sevana, Krishna would serve Pandavas. There are some such times when Krishna has to serve. And you can see in Rajasuya Yajna, Krishna, what he used to do? Sevana. Shakya, he has friendship with Arjuna. Dautya, he became the messenger of Pandavas to make peace. He went to Hastinapur as a messenger. Virasana Anugamana, Virasana. During the war, Krishna used to stand outside their camp and protect Pandavas. Anugamana, he follows Pandavas wherever they go. Stavana Pranama, he prays them, bows down. When Krishna visits Yudhishthir, he bows down to him. Stavana Pranama. So in this way, Pandavas are so affectionate to Krishna, and Krishna is so merciful, so caring to Pandavas. Krishna takes care of in each step. And if you have seen the prayers of Queen Kunti points out, each time they were put into trouble, Krishna had protected him. How caring he is. How much he is giving protection. Snigdeshu Pandushu Jagat Pranatinja Vishnu Bhakti Karoti Nipati Saranarvinde. By seeing this kind of affection, in this kind of relationship between Krishna and Pandavas, the whole world is so affected. It means that they are so attracted to Krishna's pastimes. And therefore, everyone is worshipping Krishna. Bhakti Karoti Nipati Saranarvinde. the people are being devotees and Krishna, Parikshit Maharaj, by seeing everybody is devotee, what I am doing? Of course, he was a pure devotee, Krishna, you know, Krishna himself saved him from the Brahmastra. Bhaktim Karoti Nripati Sarana Aravindi. In this way, Parikshit Maharaj get more and more inspiration that everybody is thinking of, you know, Pandavas, everybody thinking of Krishna. Let me become more serious. So Parikshit Maharaj was always having such association. His citizens were devotees. Everybody was devotee. So I was thinking, Satakratu, Indra's name is Satakratu, his name, he had performed 100 sacrifices. And sometimes he also known as Sakra. You know, the, it was called abbreviated name, a shortcut of your name. For example, our Srila Prabhupada's name is Abhay Charan Aravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami, but in short we say A.C., right? Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. So Satakratu, Satakratu. From each word you take the first letter becomes Sakra. By saying Sakra also, referring to Indra. When we were student, we used to make joke on that. Because the Sakra and Takra, there are two similar words. Takra, you know Takra means? Takra means buttermilk. So, sometimes there are difficult times in Gurukul. So, we will say, Gritam Nasruyate Karne. Oh, we don't even hear about ghee nowadays. What happened? No ghee is being served. Gritam Nasruyate Karne. Dadi Swapne Nadrishate. Yogurt is not seen even in the dream. You don't get to see. Of course, if you analyze, if you see yogurt in the dream, it's no good. It is inauspicious. You know? If you see rice, yogurt, something white, if you see in dream, it's not auspicious. Gadi swapne na drishyate. We don't see yogurt even in the dream. That means, all the cow products are very becoming out of reach. Adya dugdhasya kavarta, what you speak of milk today, the buttermilk is becoming rare to even Sakra, Indra. Even Indra cannot have buttermilk. What you speak of milk? So we had a joke like that. Adya dugdhasya kavarta takram sakrasya durlabham. Buttermilk is rare even for Indra. So Srila Prabhupada points out that the Ashwamedha Yajna, the offering sacrifice, offering an animal in fire is a test of mantra. The Guru has given education to a disciple, and disciple becomes educated, and now he has to test his education, his expertise. Now let him do fire sacrifice. So let him offer the animal in the fire and see. If he is expert, if he is perfected on that, then the animal will come out with new life. So if he is not, then what happens? He's gonna burn? No, somebody else will help him out. Gurus are there. If somebody senior will help him out, it won't go in vain. So that is the test of mantras, you know. And, in Bhagavatam there are many, many instances who have performed the Ashwamedha Yajna and different yajnas. By performing yajnas, they can fulfill their desires. Some people want to have son, have progeny, and they perform yajna. In ninth canto, you can see Sadadeva Manu performed. He It says that there was no progeny for him. So he performed yajna. It was not Ashwamedha yajna. It was Putreshti yajna. So while the mantra, while the ceremony was going on, Sadhudev Manu's wife, she went to the priest and she changed the whole plan. Sadhudev Manu, he wanted a son, but his wife, queen, wanted a daughter. So she went to the priest and said, could you just change a little bit? I want a daughter. So assistant priest did some twist and mantras. So instead of having son, he had a child, daughter, girl baby. So when the result came in front, Sadhudev Manu was not so happy. He said, my dear gurus, priest, I know you are very expert, but what happened? I want a son, but this is daughter. How that can happen? You are Brahmarshi, Brahmarshi Vasishtha was there. You are Brahmarshi and this cannot be. How come I get opposite result? So Vasishtha Muni thought a while and he asked the priest, why is it like that? So he found out there was something wrong. So he told king, this is what happened. This is not our fault. So then Vasishtha Muni, he prayed to Lord Shiva, he prayed to Lord Vishnu and he changed the child into son. And that son becomes a girl again in the future. I won't tell you that. And then again he had to pray to Lord Shiva, and then Lord Shiva says, well, what to do is it's too late. Now what we can do? This son or daughter, whatever we can say. The 1 month he will be son, 1 month he will be daughter. Hare Krishna. So, many, many funny situations you can see. So anyway, those kinds of yajna are not really approved in Kali Yuga. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Aswamedham Gavalambam Sanyasam Palavaitrikam. There are certain things it's not approved, not recommended in Kali Yuga. Yajna, still we do yajna, Mayapur is place of training and, we are training the devotees to do yajna. What kind of yajna? Initiation yajna, some little things, small kinds of yajna, not so big. Rajasuya yajna or Ashwamedha yajna, we don't train devotees like that. Some very small thing. Of course, Brahmins are fallen, Srila Prabhupada says, and we accept Brahmins are fallen. But not only Brahmins are fallen, everybody is fallen. Radha Govinda Maharaj makes it clear that we always say Brahmins are fallen. Are you elevated? No, everybody is fallen. Brahmins are fallen, Kshatriyas are fallen, Vaisyas are fallen, everybody is fallen. So because it's a fallen society, fallen people, we have to make compromises. So even though those big yajnas are not approved, not recommended to do, some Sri yajnas still can be done. Initiation yajnas, just simply chant Guru Parampara mantras and do Swaha, and the spiritual master gives the initiation. Those little initiation, these partial requires are allowed. That much we can do, how much we can do. I did one store opening yajna in Alachua, in US. I did many of them. So one of them was very, very tricky. I thought, what can I do? So he asked me, specially requested him, Prabhuji, please do such a way that I will have, the business grows so nicely. So I thought, what can I do? I don't know much, but I will do Sri Shukta Homa. So I started with breaking the coconut and everything. I started Homa with Sri Shuktam. Sri Shuktam. So while we chant Sri Shuktam, we can hear the Lakshmi like so many times. So he was very happy. Oh, he's chanting Lakshmi Shukta. Lakshmi is going to come to my store. Very wonderful. So I finished the yajna. He was very happy. He gave me a nice donation. And then, so he started. It was a liquor store. I didn't know. In the beginning there was totally empty. But then I came next month or a few months later, it was a liquor store. He was doing really good on that business. So good. Every time I came, he would give me donation without asking. Of course, I don't ask. But you know the trick, you know, me. This way. So, anyway, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended that Nama Yajna is the best in Kali Yuga. Yajante Nama Yajna. Yajanti Sumedasa. How that goes? Krishna Varnam Tuja Krishna Sango Pangasra Parsadam Yajna Sankirtana Praya. This Nama Yajna, Sankirtana Yajna is the best in Kali Yuga. Sankirtana Yajna can Sankirtana Yajna can elevate everybody, fallen, non-fallen, everyone, human, animal, beast, flies, birds, insects, everyone can be elevated with this holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So much sacrifice. But the Nam sacrifice, Nam Yajna, is wonderful. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has founded this 500 years ago, and then Srila Prabhupada has expanded it throughout the world. And now you can see thousands of devotees getting together and chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. It's only a holy name. There is a book called Namamrita. You can see the glories of holy name, so much. Unlimited glories of holy name. Ekopi Krishna se krita pranamo, Mahabharata says, if you bow down one time to Krishna, that is equal to 10 Ashwamedh Yajna. 10 Ashwamedh Yajna. Indra became free from Brahmahatya by doing one Ashwamedh Yajna. So if you do 10 Ashwamedh Yajna, what happens? So much punya you got. So that punya, if it is not done for the pleasure of the Lord, then you will simply go to heaven. So thus Ashwamedh Yajna, 10 Ashwamedh Yajna. One time going down to Krishna is equal to 10 Ashwamedh Yajna. But difference there is what? If you perform, if you had practically done 10 Ashwamedh Yajna, you go to heaven and you have to come back one day when your account is low, right, or finished. Your account finished, then you come back here. But one time you paid obeisances, pranam to Krishna, then na punarbhavaya, you don't have to come back again. No more coming back. And the pandits have speculated it a little bit more differently. Pranama means also name. Nama, pranama. Pra means specifically or explicitly. If you chant the holy name one time, Krishnasya Krita Pranamo, if you chant the holy name one time, that is not equal to 10 Ashwamedh Yajna. It says it is equal to 10 Ashwamedh Yajna. But the statement looks wrong. That's why immediately it says no. 10 Ashwamedh Yajna, the benefit is that you have to come back here again, but one time you bow down to Krishna, or you want one holy name if you chant, then you don't have to come back again. That is a little speculation, but anyway, it looks totally okay. Therefore, chanting the holy name is never the loss. There is no loss in chanting holy name. Sankityam parihasyam va stobam helanam eva va. You chant the holy name by indication to point out, when you go to book distribution or, Harinam, people say, Hare Krishna came, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They don't have Shraddha to chant Hare Krishna, but because they see Hare Krishna is coming, Hare Krishna, look. That is Sankityam, by pointing out. parihasyam, to making joke, to to make joke on devotee. Look, Hare Krishna is like this. You know, they keep jumping up and down. I was many years ago when I was in Gurukul. One day I was in by the main gate. It was a time of festival time. So many visitors were coming, local devotees, local visitors. There was a big stage right here on that, where the temple is going on right now. The big stage. And Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj was standing and giving some, he was sitting and giving lecture. So people are coming from the main gate, the local people, and what they say, Kala Manush. Krishna Katha Bolche, Krishna Katha Bolche. Yeah, they're making joke. You see, one black man is talking about Krishna. How that happened? Prabhupada. Our Prabhupada had made this black man devotee. He is speaking Krishna Katha. They are so amazed. Of course they are making joke. black man can speak about Krishna. Well, Krishna is also black. Krishna, so they are friends, better friends. So even by making joke, if you chant Krishna's name, just, you know, kalyan ho jayega. It's always benefit. Vaikuntha nama grahanam asheshaga aram viduhu. The Vaikuntha name, the Lord Vishnu's holy name, Krishna's holy name, is chanted anyhow. Asheshaga, all sins are gone. Tasmat kenapi upayena, Rupa Goswami says, kenapi upayena mana krishne niveshayet. Radha Govinda Maharaj one time was explaining that this our mind does not really focus when we chant. Somebody asked a question, and then how we do? Still that holy name what we chant without attention, without work. Maharaj said, well, mind, his nature is to going here and there. What to do? If you can't fix him there, let him go. One day he will get tired of going everywhere and he will come back there. You just simply chant, keep chanting. The mind will become tired of going everywhere, will come back there. You simply chant. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So I will stop here. If there's any question, comment, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Were you offering your services to the Karmis, or was it a devotee who approached you to do the yagya?
Both. We have a big community there, you know. So, I was available to devotees and non-devotees.
But there was no check to see if, like this liquor store, that's an extraordinary story.
Say that again, last part? The last part? What?
That liquor store, that you actually did a yagya for a liquor store, that's an extraordinary circumstance.
Yeah, there were some circumstances with the devotees also. I don't exactly remember. But that happens sometimes, not always. Yeah, devotees also, they are appreciating. And the non-devotees, of course, they always have some faith on it.
Because there are some injunctions about performing Vedic yagyas for non-devotees.
Yeah. And I have made always some compromises, and for non-devotees I do a little bit different, for devotees I do different. So, you know, there is recognition. Devotees think, oh, he's a devotee. And non-devotees think, oh, he's a normal pandit.
Anyway, I don't want to put you under the microscope. I was curious about that. The other question is, do you know how Vishwarup's demigod father happened to marry Roshana, a demon mother?
Well, so they have this demigod family and demon family. There are only two. So many times it happens that demigods, they get married in their family, but sometimes it happens that one likes the other family, so they have relationship with the demon family. So that happened many times, not only one time. So that's where they...
You can give some references, because they're bitter enemies, the demigods and the demons. They're...
Yeah, I think... you can correct me if I'm wrong. Maharaj Anga's wife was also coming from demon family, right?
Who?
Maharaj Anga. Sunitha.
Sunitha.
Sunitha Anga Shayapatni. Chabenam Shishuvirvakam. Sunitha Anga's wife was also coming from demon family. Pankajan Prabhu, is that right?
She was coming in the line of Yamaraj, huh?
Yamaraj. That might be. But I don't exactly remember, there are some other instances that, you know, they have relationship with the demons. It's like, in international society, the Indians are marrying to a Western girl, like Western, both, international family.
All is fair in love and more.
I'm sorry?
All is fair in love and more. Malacha Shloka.
Yes, Prabhu?
I was going to ask the question that in this purport, Prabhupada said the animal is killed and then given a new life in Vedic sacrifices. So I was reading the Mahabharata the other day, and it just was discussing the Kshatriyas going into the forest and killing animals, and then they would send those animals back to the palace, to the Brahmanas, and then some kind of sacrifice would be done. So I'm just wondering how that works. Is that a Vedic sacrifice? Because it seems like the animals are already pretty dead by the time they get back to the palace. So.
At that point, I don't exactly know how that goes. Because
when the Kshatriyas used to hunt in the forest, when the Kshatriyas send the animals back.
Yeah, they kill so many animals, they don't kill just one or two.
Yeah.
So they come back to fire yagya. I'm not sure about it.
Okay.
Sorry.
Prabhu, can you remind us what the four forbidden things are in Kali Yuga besides performing yagya?
Say that again, Prabhu?
There are four things forbidden in Kali Yuga.
Mm-hmm.
You said one of them is performance of yagya. What are the other three?
Ashwamedham, there are two great yagyas like Ashwamedha. Sacrificing horse, and another yagya is gavalambam, sacrificing cow. Sannyas is also forbidden for in Kali Yuga. Srila Prabhupada comments that for the sake of preaching the Lord's mission, we give sannyas, otherwise not allowed. And palapaitrikam, they used to be the ceremony, the sadhu ceremony, they used to offer meat. But this is not allowed in Kali Yuga. And Devarena Sukhotpattim, in the previous ages, when husband and wife don't have children, then they could have children from some another source. Or Devarena means the wife can approach the wife can approach the brother of husband, and that can, in Mahabharata can see, Vyasadeva has, children from... Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Just another question. Why would Yudhishthira Maharaj still have doubts about his guilt after performing all these yagyas? And why did he have a problem with it, even though he was fulfilling the order's bidding? So, someone would suggest that maybe he had a guilt problem, that he had a lack of faith in the Lord, that this was more important than being, and also to understand that the reward was not fought on his own behalf. It was fought because of the desire of the Lord. So why was Maharaj Yudhisthira so obsessed with his own guilt about it?
That was the plan of Lord Sri Krishna. Of course, Krishna tried to pacify him, and he was still, and you can still say that it was Krishna's plan. Krishna wanted to give him the best instruction from his grandfather, Bhishma. So Bhishma was still lying down on the arrow bed. So somehow or other, Yudhishthira was not convinced. You know, Krishna tried to pacify, Vyas came, many other issues came, he was not totally convinced. So, he made them to go visit Vishnu Pitamavik, he is older person, grandfather. So, if they go him, so whatever treasure Vishnu Pitama has, is also one of the Mahajan, so that can be, delivered to them, given to them. So the world will know more about Lord Vishnu Pitama. So when they go, Bhagavatam in first canto, very summarizing, in very short, Sukadeva Goswami says, Dana Dharman, Raja Dharman, Moksha Dharman, Vibhagasah, Sri Dharman, Bhagavad Dharman, Samasa Vyasa Yogatah. So many things he explained. And in Mahabharata, you see so many big, big chapters Vishnu Pitamaha spoke to Yudhishthira.
I don't see how this is answering my question, but that's your answer.
Well, the Krishna planned in that way. So Yudhishthira is not satisfied and staying home. And then finally he had to go approach Vishnu Pitamaha. So then what Vishnu Pitamaha as a Mahajan, as a devotee of Lord Krishna, what kind of treasure of knowledge he has. So that can be out given to Yudhishthira, given to the people. So then in the future people will know about Vishnu Pitamaha. So after that he was okay, totally satisfied. Whatever he heard from Vishnu Pitamaha, he also asked in Vishnu Sahasranam, in the beginning it says, when he heard everything from Vishnu Pitamaha, then Yudhishthira Maharaj asked one thing. What is the best dharma? What human being can do the best thing in his life? Who is there to be worshipped? Who is the best person to be worshipped? And so, like that, few questions. And in Vishnu Pitamaha, he said, he gave that the Lord Krishna is the supreme person. One should pray him with 1,000 names. Jagat Prabhum Deva Devam Anantam Purushottamam Stubham Nama Sahasrena. If one chants the 1,000 names of Vishnu and prays him every day, he will be free from all unnecessary things. So finally he established Vaishnava Dharma, giving Krishna as worshipable deity and the names to chant. So of course the 1,000 name is equal to 3 names of Lord Rama, and 3 names of Lord Rama is equal to 1 Krishna name of Krishna. Rama Rameti Rameti Rame Rame Manurame Sahasra Nama Tatulyam Rama Nama Varanane. Hare Krishna. Did it answer your question? Shama.
Thank you.
Anything else? Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Krishna. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.